and welcome back to another episode of Franchise Euphoria. Josh Brown here. Today's episode is brought to you by Franchise 5. Why Franchise 5? I'm glad you asked. Growing your franchise in a slow, deliberate, and thoughtful manner is a smart way to grow. Franchise 5 helps you do this by expanding 5 locations at a time with a zen-like focus on the geographic locations that make sense for your growth. To learn more about this, go to franchiseeuphoria.com/franchise5. That's the number 5. So franchiseeuphoria.com/franchise5. Now to today's episode. According to the National Parking Association, the parking industry is a $29 billion industry. Those are figures as of 2008. Parking lot markings have been estimated to be more than $600 million of those $29 billion industry. Well, why should you care? Why am I even talking about this? Well, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about an interesting franchise concept and the idea that it's not just restaurants that are franchised. I mentioned the parking industry because I came across a fascinating franchise opportunity, a franchise business that's called We Do Lines, and they're a parking lot striping franchise company. Again, it's a parking lot striping franchise company. I spent a lot of time talking to people about different franchise concepts, about interesting opportunities, hot opportunities. And I'm always very careful and I try to be consistent in telling somebody that regardless of the opportunity, you got to make sure that it's a good fit for you. You got to make sure that the franchise knows what they're doing, that they have a proven concept. You got to make sure that the market is viable in the area that you're either looking to expand in or to buy in and all those things. But once I came across this parking lot striping franchise, I thought there's really no better example I've come across of how any business can be franchised. You know, people say, what's the craziest franchise concept you've ever heard of? And I've definitely heard of a lot of unique and interesting concepts, but this certainly is up there. And I say that not because it's a good or bad opportunity. Frankly, I don't know about the franchise. I just read about it online, and I've never seen any of their documents. I've never done any work with them. I've never spoken to anybody from the business. But what I find fascinating, and the purpose for which I bring them up today, is that they were able to identify a market. Okay, so they identified the parking lot market and the parking industry and figured out that this was a viable market. After all, if this is a $29 billion market, the parking industry as a whole, they figured out that there was an opportunity to go in there in a very specific and niche way and build a business off of striping parking lots. I mean, that to me goes to the essence of how you develop and build a business. So when you're thinking about franchising, what you're really doing is you're thinking about a growth mechanism for your business. Most people, when they first think about franchising, they think about becoming the next McDonald's or the next Subway. What I want you to consider is when you think about franchising, is that the right growth mechanism for your business? Because for many businesses, it is, and for many businesses, it isn't. But the point is that if you're ever going to think about expanding into a franchise, there's really 3 things you need to think about at a baseline level, and that is what you are, who you serve, and how you serve them. I'll say that again. What you are, who you serve, and how you serve them. So if you take this We Do Lines company, well, it's pretty simple what they are. I mean, they're a parking lot striping company. It's even more identifiable into who they serve, right? I mean, if you're a parking lot striping company, you know exactly, based on that business model, who they serve. And then the last part of that, which you don't know until you get into the business model and you get into their systems and processes and learn about their team and learn about their operations and learn about the business that they're doing in various locations, is how they serve their customers. So that's the third part of that 3-prong analysis, you know, what you are, who you serve, and how you serve them. And how you serve them really goes into the heart and the soul of a company. So like I said, with We Do Lines, I don't know anything about them. I just think it's a fascinating concept. It really shows the point that any business can be franchised. But it also highlights, something I've been talking about for a long time. if you're a business and you're looking to grow, focus on what you actually are as a company, who you're actually serving, and how you're going to serve them. If you focus on those three things, you will be able to figure out over time how you're going to grow. And you'll be able to figure out over time whether franchising is the right model for you to grow in. I talk to a lot of people about this. I meet with a lot of people about this. And one of my first baseline questions for an organization, if they're considering franchising, is how big is the market in which you're operating? In other words, is this something that can go throughout the Midwest? Is this something that's regional? Or is it something that is national? And, you know, it's very, very important that you figure out those things before you decide whether or not you want to be a franchise. The next thing is, as you're thinking about it, is do you have multiple locations, you know, that you're operating? I mean, I speak to a lot of people who have had success with one location, and based off of that, they want to just go and franchise their business. Well, I recommend that you look, if you have a physical location type model, that you look at opening a couple or a few locations yourself, get them running well before you franchise. And there's a lot that goes into that, because when you are put in the position of opening two and three and four locations, you're put in the position of having to make sure that you're running those locations efficiently, make sure that you have the operational structure in place. As part of doing that, you want to look at developing an operations manual, make sure that you have your marks protected. I mean, all these things you want to do as a business. And I'm amazed at the number of businesses that want to franchise, but yet they're not franchise ready. So I spend a whole lot of time working with businesses to help them get franchise ready. But the point of today's episode was just to highlight to you that there truly is a lot of unique and interesting franchise concepts out there. Don't get hung up on just, you know, the ones that you've heard of through the news or through your online search. Definitely take time to look at companies that offer unique and interesting opportunities, not necessarily to invest in, but to see how they built their model. There's no better way to learn how to build your own business and grow your own business than looking at other people who have done the same thing, even if it's in a different industry. By the way, if you're interested in determining, looking into whether or not your business is ready to franchise, on my website at indiefranchiselaw.com, I put together a quick survey that will help you make that decision and determine whether your business is ready to franchise. So if you want to take that quick survey, just go to indiefranchiselaw.com and fill it out. It's not scientific, but it incorporates some baseline questions, some of which I've asked today, and some additional ones that will give you a good sense of whether or not now's a good time to franchise your business. Thanks for tuning in. I look forward to our next episode.
Thanks for being with us today on the Franchise Euphoria podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to go to iTunes and provide a review. Also, please remember that although Josh Brown is a licensed and practicing attorney, nothing contained in this podcast should be construed as legal advice, because it is not. The information contained in this podcast is general and educational in nature, and none of it should be relied upon as legal advice. That being said, if you have questions for Josh and would like to contact him, please email him at josh@franchiseeuphoria.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you tune in to our next weekly episode.